Hello.
Bada bang da bang.
That's cool.
That was Kid Rock.
Yeah. Who I just found out he was like a rich kid.
You just found out he wasn't white trash?
Yeah. But he just like
he hit it really well.
Made himself appear that way.
Well, yeah, I mean
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that is an artist right there.
He's the Lady Gaga of lifted trucks.
Oh man. Yeah. How many days we've been home now? What?
I don't know. I've been sick the entire time. And I'm like pretending like I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It actually helped.
I feel like a lot of the times it's kind of how you decide to be sick, you know? Like you can either, I mean, and obviously this is only talking when you're talking about like
a cold.
Like a cold or something. Yes. If there's anything more severe, obviously that's a different thing. But, yes. You know, when you just have a cold, you can either lay in bed all day and have the cold.
Or ride it out. Yeah.
You know, so.
So I've been trying to.
To ride it out. Yeah.
Like when I woke up today, I was like coughing like really bad. I was like, oh God. And then I walked my dog. And
you're good.
Then I showered and I went, Mom, I'm going to go hang out with Pat. And I went all the way, whole way here.
Yeah, freaking, guess we didn't really talk on an episode yet about Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome shows. It was a blast. It was a blast. We played Pioneer in full, which, that was insane.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun with those songs.
It bled some love into that. Into the actual, because I talk about how that's my favorite record of ours, but musically it's not. Just the idea of it is, and then playing it, I was like, I like this song and I like this. This one's cool too. We could totally do this on tour.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
The weird country songs.
Yeah.
So strange. I mean, playing it like that when we played it. At practice, I was like, what the fuck were we thinking?
But like then you go play it
and then
out
played
there
it
in front of people and, it's
and
like,
it was like,
this is fun as hell.
Yeah, this is so cool. And like Adam was talking about Simons, he was like, I love all those are really cool. Cause he hasn't played maybe less than half of those songs.
Yeah.
So for him to like say that and be like, I really like a lot of those.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, cool.
Yeah. That's good.
And then the other show was awesome as well.
Yeah.
Tim turned into our video guy.
Video wall guy.
Video
yeah.
wall guy. Yeah. So he has Chad now.
Yeah. Designer.
Designer Chad. What does he want the computer guy to be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it like other Chad?
It was just Tim, I think. What is that?
Why am I Bluetoothed?
You getting a call?
Yeah. Should we see who it is?
Yeah.
It's definitely someone trying to sell something. Hello?
Is this Gary?
Goodbye.
Oh, man. So this episode, we kind of do a breakdown of our unique touring. The things, the ideas that aren't just putting some bands together and hopping on tour, the kind of interesting ideas that we've had throughout the years, and so hopefully you'll find it interesting,
and maybe if you went to some of these tours, it will spark a little nostalgia.
Yeah,
like,
maybe some modern nostalgia.
Ooh. Do we talk about it? We don't know. Do
we
these still
know.
Work?
Bing, no.
Nope.
Oh, man.
I forgot
good.
About those. Are there more? Why would you ever need this one?
That would be like if like you if you told a joke that was bad and you wanted it to be like...
No, that's what...
Oh, I know, but...
That's what that one is.
Yeah.
What do you think this one is? Yeah!
Whoa.
That's when you do good.
The crowd is loving it.
Yep. They're gonna... We should play that after every podcast. Like, we do the outro and then we just go... We did such a good job!
Well, that'd be amazing. Oh, man. Sweet. Well, yeah, we will get into the episode here and we talk about touring. Speaking of touring, we will be in England. We will be in Manila. We'll be in Singapore and then all over the U.S. with the Mirror Tour, as well as we'll be in Australia.
Yep.
So come and see us. Grab some tickets you're gonna need to have a ticket to get into the show. So,
well, if you, yeah, no, you do.
Yeah.
As I say, if you buy it, never mind. Yeah. I'm stupid.
You're gonna
need a ticket.
Yeah. So,
get you a ticket.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening. Talk to y'all soon. I remember when we were first talking about doing a headlining tour for the first time ever.
Yes.
would have been 2009 that we were probably having the talks, and it was like trying to think of bands for the tour, trying to come up with like what would be a really cool thing for the fans, and you know, we kept asking people and like, oh, they're already busy, they're already this and that, and that kind of went on, and this was our first time ever trying to do a headlining tour, so our first time like seeing how hard it is to
that
find,
for sure,
to find the bands that you want to tour with, because
well, in your head you're just assuming, oh yeah, like that makes sense, they'll want to tour with you.
Yeah, which they probably do,
maybe
but there's just so many factors.
Yeah.
To it, there's like just getting the timing right between bands is like so hard.
It's great. I mean, still,
yeah,
it's very difficult,
and it just gets harder and harder.
Yeah,
because
we want to tour with less and less people. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So I mean, we were just really having a hard time getting bands that we thought, you know, and this is all bands that like, you know, it's bands that were good friends with or mm-hmm. whatever, you know. I think we're trying to get every avenue on it and stuff.
Yeah, what was that? We had like a list of like,
what? Yeah, I think Monday, every avenue, a handful of other bands.
Yeah.
And we were gonna have this Century was gonna be the opening band. And you know, so we were just kept hitting a wall with it. And then eventually I had said something to Tim. I was like, well, what if we just don't get anybody else?
Yeah.
And then I think it was Gary was talking about, oh, like, yeah, you just call it an evening with, because that's like what people used to do, but that would mean that like there was no opening band, it was
yeah
just an evening with the main, so everybody comes to watch only the main. So we liked that idea, and it kind of felt the name felt cool, you know.
Yeah.
So even though we have an opening band,
two,
because then we decided to ask Austin Gibbs to come too.
It was pretty much the beginnings of 8123. Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess we just called it that because it was like an evening with the main, but an evening with things that represent what we're about, which is like our friends. So it was an evening with only our friends, and it was bands that nobody had ever heard of at the
yes,
time.
I think that was more of the thing. It was like, yeah. Hey, you don't know these, but yeah. You're going to love it. It's going to be yeah. awesome. And yeah, you're about to love all this.
Yeah. You know, so from there, you know, it was that went really well.
What was the San Francisco was the yeah. first one. I'll yeah, never remember that day. Like, or I'll never forget that. Actually, the whole tour was just yeah. like, because it was the first time we were touring, headlining, and Black and White had just come out.
Yeah.
But so there's all this like leftover from Can't Stop, because we had never yeah. done our own shows on that
yeah.
with those. So it was like
playing a bunch of songs for the first time.
Yeah.
Playing Wall B for the first time. Like having an epic way to like end the show and be able to play an hour and a half when before that the most we'd ever played is 45 minutes probably.
And this is prime pioneer headspace. We had just put out Black and White. Like yeah. it just come out, but we're already done. We're yeah. like whatever on that. We're like writing like we did.
Yeah.
We're writing My Heroine yeah. on that tour.
Yeah.
So we're just like full like rebel mode.
Yeah.
And so we end up doing that like fucking crazy version of
ending,
it,
yeah.
Which was so sick.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved that like so much. I still want to like somehow fucking do that, but I'm sure if we listen to it now, it's probably like not that cool. But in our heads, it was like, we're fucking Wilco or something. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, we're so, this is so cool. Like, we turned the lights down during, like, it was like pitch black, and Ken's doing this like crazy shit on his pedal, and we're just like playing so long.
Yeah. I was trying to see if I could find it, but. Yeah, everything is
not that.
Everything is not that. But regardless,
if you were there, you remember.
Oh yeah, no, here we go.
Craig Aronson.
Oh, this is gonna.
Never shout, never hopefully.
No,
wrong tour. Well, then we probably kept doing it.
Yeah.
But Craig Aronson said he cried.
Yeah.
If you need to know who Craig Aronson is, we did a podcast about him a few episodes back. But he was our A&R from Warner Brothers, and we played the Anaheim show, and that will go down as like one of my favorite shows ever. Because I think it was the first time we did this version. Because yeah. Well, be for a little while that John just did this long speech.
Yeah.
And then I think we watched a Jimmy Eat World playing Goodbye Sky Harbor
at like a festival.
Yeah, and it was like really fucking cool. And we're like, oh, and then kind of that, they changed the whole version of that song. And we're like, oh, we can change how the songs are played. And then that's kind of how that started.
Yeah. Yeah. So then from there, it was always kind of, well, that felt really cool. So we need every time that we headline as often as possible for it to just, you know, I think we really felt like a lot of bands were just kind of touring to tour, you know, and it was just, you just find five bands to put together in a package that people will enjoy that bring the most people. Yeah. But there's not a lot of like heart in that or like extra thought or extra effort or anything. So our approach was always like, well, what's a unique thing we can do? You know? And there were times where we hit on that well. And then there's times when we just kind of put together tour packages that were just cool, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, I would say some of the highlight ones, I guess, you know, I guess what would have been your next like one that been a highlight one?
Just being different or just,
yeah,
probably pioneer, like the pioneer.
Yeah.
Playing it.
Yeah.
Cause that was just wacky.
Yeah, we played all of Pioneer in full before the album was even out. So that was like another like, oh, what? How can we have people experience a show in a totally a different way?
Yeah, and that just it's we talked about it before, but that show built so much tension.
Mm-hmm.
And then playing Some Days or something.
Yeah, that
which
was
you
out
barely,
at the time, yeah.
People had barely known at that point. It was like a total release. It was just like,
yeah.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah.
But yeah, that tour, and then probably the acoustic one would maybe be the next.
Yeah. So that was during
Left to Center.
Forever Halloween, and we had put out Imaginary Numbers EP, so we decided to do an acoustic tour, and we tried to play as like many unique types of venues as possible. The one that sticks out is the show in Tempe, Tempe Art Center.
Yeah.
And it was all like seated, really awesome venue. and that was just totally different kind of show.
Yeah.
Where everybody's in seats, even us, and it's like not about moving around, it's about just presenting the songs in
that sort of way.
Yeah.
And not even like, it was like probably the only time when it was like, we're not feeding much from the crowd.
Yeah.
Like,
it's about what we're
it was
presenting to them.
Yeah, yeah. And like just being in the zone together on stage. I mean, there's so much of that because of the sitting and
yeah.
But like even when you do relaxed songs, it's like, oh, are they singing?
Yeah.
There's always that in the back of your head. On this one, it was like, here's this mood, and it's not gonna change that much from
mm-hmm.
that, and we're gonna do some weird things up here to like that. Maybe you like we all switch instruments at the end, and you played a fucking tape machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do another
yeah.
acoustic tour, or some sort of
something, yeah.
In that vein.
Yeah.
It's more like organic-y feeling. Like
mm-hmm.
maybe we have a couple more people on stage and stuff. It would be really cool.
Yeah. and then I guess the free tour.
That would, yeah. That will go down as the big guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know. No. 8123 tour.
Yeah. 8123 tour.
I guess that was more of a just all of our buddies out.
Yeah, but that was kind of like an homage to the Drive Thru Records tour, or just, you know,
I guess that would have been before the acoustic tour too.
Yeah. You know, just getting all literally where every single person on the tour is just one of our
homies,
good friends, which just creates a totally different in environment at the show.
Yeah.
You know,
having like, it wouldn't have been weird for someone to come up on stage and like just do something.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of many tours where that would be like,
yeah, we're like from the first day.
Yeah, like having someone come up and play guitar wouldn't be weird.
Yeah, yeah, and then the free tour for obvious you know reasons, which we've talked about on here a bunch, you know, and then I would say Modern Nostalgia tour.
Yeah.
Definitely for at least bands in our kind of world, maybe just in general, I haven't really seen anybody do anything like that.
That one felt like a good time to do something like that, because I remember it was kind of feeling like there were a few tours in a row where it was about to be the same. And I remember when you or Tim brought it up, I was like, yes, that sounds perfect. That sounds like the perfect idea.
Yeah.
Like, we need to switch something up. We need to, like, not just go out with, you know, whoever and just do a normal thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a mixture of, like, oh, people are really enjoying our two most recent albums. And then also, you know, during that time, it was when a lot of bands were kind of hitting the 10-year anniversary mark that kind of came out in our time, and we're always of the like, oh, well, we're excited about what we're doing right now, so we don't want to really go back to the past all that often, you mm-hmm. know. So it was kind of our little subtle fuck you to like that. I guess, which obviously, like, we played Can't Stop in full at the fest, and like we've done that, you know. But this is just kind of our like, hey, we kind of do things our own way.
Yeah, and the mood of the show felt like a rock version of the acoustic one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Starting with Lovely Little Lonely, and that being like its own mood.
Yeah.
It felt, because there are upbeat songs all over that record,
yeah.
but the things between, the things that make it all connect, made it this vibe.
Yeah.
And like this this tone of like not going too far up.
Yeah.
And then playing American Candy after felt like almost like super nostalgic.
Yeah. Even you though know, I was only
it was like
2 years
old,
years
you know,
old, yeah.
but it was like, oh yeah, yeah. I feel like I haven't heard this forever.
Yeah.
you know?
Well, and it's just like the name of the tour is so perfect.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then, I guess the mirror is then.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I mean, sad summer. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Sad summer, yeah. I mean, yeah, for obvious reasons that, you know, we did a whole podcast on that. But, yeah, just like, again, same thing of like, we could put out a record and just go do a tour, or why not freaking fill void that's missing and package something together with a bunch of our friends and
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that just the amount of things that we were doing on the tour, like just like setting up the things in the morning and stuff,
yeah.
like I think it put a spark in us. It was like, whoa, we could do things like this on tour.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it's leading to the idea of the mirrors. Like, whoa, we could really do something big.
Yeah.
Like if we work a little harder in our day,
yeah.
and just don't fucking sit around. Like, we can make something like really cool.
Yeah.
And so that's the idea. And I don't want to give too much away of what we're gonna do, but
yeah,
that was like the like thing in our heads. It's like,
yeah,
how do we make our version of something like big time?
Yeah. And, you know, yeah, so I think the mirror is now the next thing, and it's one of those things where it always feels as if that next idea is not going to come. You know, it
yeah.
always feels like, oh, maybe the best ideas are, you know, behind us, but, you know, we keep trying to exercise that creative, like, muscle in us
mm-hmm.
and try to, you know, and you come up with... Not a good idea. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, something hits. And it really just takes, like, a spark.
Yeah.
You know, it takes, like, John came up with the name. And then from there, then you just, like, run with that. And
yeah.
then you just, like, oh, now all of a sudden what we're turning it into now is something well beyond what we were thinking, you know,
yeah.
or originally.
Well, and the cool thing is, now, we've always had big ideas, even since our first fucking show.
Yeah.
Like, the way we presented everything.
Yeah.
Now we're at this position where we can actually do some of these things that we've had in our heads for fucking 12 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, these big ideas of how to make it feel this certain way.
Yeah.
More than ever, we're like, one, we're okay with putting ourselves out like that, and we have the resources to be able to do these things. And
yeah.
it's much easier now.
Oh, yeah. Just with technology and...
Yeah.
And with just what we've learned, you know?
Yeah.
How things work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think we're going to make this show, you know, just the most interactive, the most in-depth. Every detail is going to... You know, we're thinking about
a big thing of as it wasn't a tour, but the funeral,
yeah,
was huge
yeah.
on like just putting our heads in a different where it's like more in line with the way that felt. It's like, how can we do that?
But just on
bigger,
another level.
Another
yeah.
level, but there's so and many little details that are happening in that show that yeah. just feel, the yeah. entire time felt like something.
Yeah. And we're taking, you know, on the site for the tour, which we'll promote it more, but we did kind of take a handful of things from that where, you know, we're asking everybody to wear gold, wear the, like, you are okay color gold, you know, so if people want to, like, customize their band merch and, like, turn it into that or just go buy cool shit or whatever.
Yeah.
And then asking everybody to bring a flower, which I think that'll be a cool part in the show.
It will be a part of the show.
Of the show. So, you know, we're asking people to bring that, and then we're going to incorporate that into the set at some point. So it's kind of like everybody is a part of the show in that way. And then just, yeah, like what we're bringing to the table with the performance and with the way that it's going to look on stage and the sound and the lighting and the merch and the way the venue's going to feel. You know,
the way
it's
the set, we've already figured out kind of the idea of the set. And it's like we're constantly being influenced by ourselves and things that we've done. Like there's some stuff that we did in the Pioneer show. It was like that was kind of a show when we just played in Brazil. It was like not like we weren't excited, but it was just like, oh, like we've done that before. And last time it didn't feel that cool. And playing it this time was like, that was one of my favorite things we've done in a while.
Yeah.
And it's like the way some of those songs felt, it's like, wow, that's not how I think of that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like us playing that can totally work.
Yeah.
In a normal set. Like we don't need to be afraid of playing, you know, yeah. whatever song.
Mm-hmm.
It just constantly be like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like not afraid of
yeah.
of con.
Yeah, I've just, you know, of it's a difference in, like, you know, there's some parts in the set where you're playing songs for the sake of the energy that the crowd gives to you, and then there's certain songs where now we're playing to give energy to the crowd, but maybe
yeah.
not energy in the way of everybody has to be jumping up and down or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be a unique show. I think, I mean, obviously there's still a lot that we're having to work out, and kind of like every day I'm working on like one other like little tiny, you know, aspect. I'm always calling Tim like, hey, can you call this company and see if we can get
this a fart machine?
Yeah, a fart machine or a certain kind of a smoke machine that does a different look than we've ever had. So it's like literally every detail to like the smoke that's on the stage
yeah.
to like the kind of drum riser that we're going to have, like, and things that are way more important than that. But just like every little thing is being kind of like thought about, where before it was just like, oh, we'll go buy some carpet to put down. Well, now it's like we're ordering samples of a certain kind of thing. And like, you know, just every detail is being thought of. And I really hope that you're going to be able to tell,
yeah.
you know, when you come to the show. And it's going to feel like
I think
show.
Going on that, just like you talking like that, for so long we did everything fucking punk rock. Just
yeah,
do it yourself. Like, it might be half-assed, but when you look at it, it's going to feel like some sort of thing. Where on this, it's like, hey, for the first time, let's actually step it up.
Yeah.
Let's do the bigger thing and yeah. and let ourselves be okay with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's that, but then also it is also very, it's regardless amount of what we do, it is going to be very, very DIY.
Well, yeah, and like anything.
It's going to be us, you know, having to build it and things, but yeah, it's,
that's true. But
yeah, it is taking things to the next level.
Yeah.
So can't wait for people to see it and kind of, you know, it's just another step in the evolution us trying to do interesting tours, you know, and then we got to figure out what's next, what's the next big thing. So
a basement tour, just the complete opposite of what we're about to do.
All right, the main and the basement.
If you have a basement,
cool. Well,
dope.
Yeah. We will talk to you all very soon, and we will see you at a show.